Attendance fluctuates at the daily sing-along where the arrests happen, but the crowd was definitely larger on Monday, with a couple hundred or so people between the ground floor and the first floor of the rotunda. Madison firefighter Ted Higgins was there and said he was joined by 12 to 15 of his colleagues.
Me and a couple other firefighters just had said after last Thursday, enough is enough, and now is the time to go down and let, you know, put the ball in their court and see what they're going to do.
Higgins was wearing his firefighter's helmet when he was arrested for unlawful assembly. He said it was his first time in handcuffs. Marty Beal, the longtime head of the state employees union, has attended the daily sing-along off and on for the past couple weeks, and in a Facebook post message last week implored friends to join the daily singers. Beal says these protests will never get as big as the ones in 2011, but he says they're important.
The fact is if there's one or 100, there's somebody speaking out against Scott Walker.
The State Department of Administration says there were 21 citations issued today for participating in an unpermitted event. That's about normal lately, whether the crowd is big or small. The DOA says protesters could avoid arrests if they apply for permits. Protesters say their right to demonstrate is protected by the state and federal constitution. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.